This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we progress further into Philippians with, to live as Christ, grant it to suffer, complete my joy, even death on a cross, and lights in the world. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I,
a poor sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal eternal punishment.
this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Merciful ears be open to the prayers of your humble servants, and grant that what they ask may be in accord with your gracious will. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
A reading from Isaiah chapter 35. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. With the recompense of God, he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to
Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter. Jesus returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. Taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting, touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one. But the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus, amen. And immediately, that sounds more like St. Mark, immediately the man's ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Notice what happens when God opens our ears to his word. We hear plainly and speak plainly, speak straight. In fact, see here how things which happen in baptism are very much like what happened to this deaf with speech impediment man. Deafness and difficulty speaking, they go together. This man is brought to Jesus. He doesn't come by his own power. And Jesus places his God fingers right into the man's anxious ears. Just as the Spirit of God, which the Bible elsewhere calls the finger of God, comes first to the ears, in the hearing of the gospel words connected with his holy baptism, at the font, word, with water. Because then Jesus spat and touched the man's tongue. In baptism, there is water from Jesus' mouth. Water made holy by his word, his speaking, and applied by his hand to you. And his baptism touches also the lips. For by the faith given in baptism, the faith that comes by hearing, Lord himself prepares the lips and the mouth to show forth his praise, like you sing it, "O Lord, Lord, you open my lips. My mouth shall declare your praise." It is always like that. The ears are opened, the whole person opened to heaven. The tongue is loosed and the man speaks plainly. In baptism too, by Jesus' word, ears are opened. Your tongue is loosed and you begin to confess the faith right and straight. Even the little baby, out of the mouths of babes and infants, I shall ordain praise. Same as a child, even a grown-up. Ear first, mouth second, to show that the ear must be opened for the gospel before the mouth can confess full and free forgiveness in Christ. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus, Jesus of the spit, Jesus of the finger, Jesus of the word, Jesus of the waters in the wilderness and the streams in the desert, Jesus by the Spirit, if you confess that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, what a thing your God does, die and rise. If you believe, you will be saved. For with the heart you believe and are justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. You, like the deaf man brought today, released and liberated, tongue and all, the body and blood of Christ here, now placed upon the tongue for the forgiveness of your sins, so that you may endure in this faith to the end. Who rejects this? Everyone who reduces God and his work in baptism, or make it their own thing, as though this deaf man, no hearing, the man with no speech, as if he starts the thing, he winds God's mercy up with an earnest, I choose this, I'll do this, I choose you, God, now open my ears. Now let God do this, let him sigh the Spirit. Look to his Father in the heavens. Say his magisterial epitha of the kingdom. Oh, the Father will do it. Jesus says it. Be open. And so the author and finisher of faith does it like this. And the man's ears were opened, unstopped. His tongue was released, leaping like a deer, and he spoke plainly. The mute sings for joy. Speak plainly. You're singing for joy. He did all that. The deaf hear, the mute speak. You believe. It's like he does all this. He has done all things well. Amen.
We pray for Bethany, the daughter of Reverend Mark Miller, retired president of the Central Illinois District, as she undergoes treatment for an aggressive brain cancer. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. That God would defend his holy church, strengthening us through his life-giving gifts, and perfecting in us love for all the saints, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That God would lead us to repentance whenever our trust in him falters, strengthening us to put away every form of idolatry, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we would recognize God as the one who provides for all our needs and be led to a more profound thanksgiving for all his benefits, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That God would defend our nation from every danger within and without, granting us honest and upright rulers, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That God would show mercy to the elderly, granting them patience and hope as they place their confidence in him alone, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
When he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh,
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you steadfast in the true faith to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen. All give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with my spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.